Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
In honor of what we're talking about tonight, shout out.
You're good.
To Wolfsburg, Germany.
Wolfsburg. See, this is the thing that bothers me with you, Professor, is, you know, America. And, you know, we're very patriotic here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And now I let you pick the show. And he said, in honor of tonight, we're talking about Wolfsburg, Germany.
Well, we are talking about a certain people's car that
it is the people's car.
All of our parents, at least, have probably owned one, if not all of us. We're talking about Volkswagens.
Volkswagens.
One of the love of my life cars.
Love of your life. And then, of course, you say, well, who's that speaking over there? That's Kobe Miller, Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy.
What's going on, everyone?
Threw you off when I mixed it up. That was a remix.
Yeah, it was a remix. I almost heard a whoop whoop in there.
That was a whoop 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 remix.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have the driver and the owner of the world's fastest Rambler and Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Farfick Nugan. I remember it.
I had one of those shirts that I got at the beach. It said, far from puking.
I got one from the Rambler that says, far from fast.
Oh.
My favorite shirt like that, though, is probably the Trix one, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can't say
no,
that.
No, that's why I just...
Now you know why I got kicked out of the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Radio edit.
Yeah. The
I had one in
silly,
high school.
Never mind.
Yep, that old silly rabbit.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But anyway... So
y'all crazy.
We're not talking about bad parenting this week on Hot Rods. Now we're talking about Volkswagens. And see, I told Professor, because, you know, every week everyone's like, what are we talking about? And in 52 times a year, I have to come up with something new and fresh off the top of my head. And I know I look like a smart guy, but I'll be honest with you, sometimes I have problems. And this week, I have been running wide open. I have got like 40 irons in the fire at once, getting ready to go to Vegas. And you know what? Professor's like, so, Rob, what are we talking about this week? I said, you know what?
I
want you to pick it. And he said, me? I said, you. I want you. Richard, take the wheel. That's what I said.
That's right. Take it, Richard. Tell us what you got to say.
Tell us.
He's in front of the class.
We're talking about Volkswagens.
Hey, so we're going to talk about Volkswagen. We're talking everything from Hitler to water pumpers. And everything in between.
That's a lot of stuff, man. We only got a couple hours, but we're going to try.
We're going to do this. So, Kobe, and you're a big Volkswagen guy.
I'm a huge Volkswagen guy. I've had 17 of them.
So you've had 17 Volkswagens.
My first vehicle was a Volkswagen.
Your first vehicle is a Volkswagen.
That could explain a couple things.
That does explain a lot of things.
It's like born into my DNA, I think.
It was born into your DNA. You know.
Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. I like them. I like certain bugs that I have a soft spot for.
They're cool cars, and you know, everybody's parents had one. They were second cars for most Americans. I hate to talk about the origin, but unfortunately we have to. In the early 30s, Hitler approached Dr. Ferry Porsche and said he wanted to build a people's car, a vehicle that everybody could use. He had a very set, like, list of specifications. Actually, in 1932 is when they started talking about it. He said it had to be air-cooled. The engine had to be in the back. It had to go so fast. It had to get such good gas mileage. And Dr. Ferry Porsche created the car. Volkswagen actually opened in 1937 is when they became a company. They started building the Type 1, also known as the Volkswagen Sedan. And then from there, just everything went crazy.
So you're telling me Porsche was around before Volkswagen?
Dr. Ferry Porsche created the Volkswagen.
Exactly.
And he did quite well with it and then was able to launch his own company where he made his own cars that a lot of people think are glorified Volkswagens. They're not. They share a lot of similarities, but they're very different. They're completely different. Like, nothing really interchanges.
Nothing.
But with a little bit of work, you can make them interchange.
Right. That's right. Well,
because my first car we built, it was a 61 sliding rag. And at that time.
Okay. We got, you got, see, whoa, stop. Let's pretend that everybody, okay, this listening to the show is not a big Volkswagen fan.
Okay, I forgot about that.
You know, yeah. I got my 61 sliding rag V something.
Yep.
When you say sliding rag, let me break
sliding
this down.
Sliding roof.
With a sliding rag top, with a sliding roof.
There you go.
Okay, gotcha.
But at that time, proceed. My uncle raced sand rails, and he ran Porsche motors, and we actually put a Porsche motor in my bug.
Oh, it can definitely be done.
Oh, yeah.
They're just not the same.
Yeah, no, they're not the same, but.
They smell the same.
It's kind of like, a Briggs & Stratton and a Kohler engine.
Yep. Yeah, kind of. That's actually a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's right.
You get one in a John Deere, you get one in a Murray.
What is the hay in the seats?
Do what?
The hay in the seats.
I don't know what that means.
The grass in a Volkswagen seat.
Most time it was moss. Back in the day, it was moss.
Yeah.
Moss.
See, I've never owned a Volkswagen.
Yeah, really? It actually is dried out moss.
He's like a virgin.
They stuff the seats with moss?
Yeah, it looks,
kind of looks like stuff you put in a fake plant.
That's old hemp is what that is. It's that old hemp stuff.
It kind of makes sense, though, because, again, the idea was for it to be affordable.
I tell you what, some of the Volkswagens I've seen, it looks like they rolled the damn seats up and smoked them anyway, so I believe it.
Yeah.
Some of the Volkswagens you've been in, they probably did.
Yeah. Very possible. But
one thing you forgot to mention about Ferdinand is he was a member of the Nazi Party and also a member of the SS.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Oh.
Okay. But it was the German Auto Union that actually became Volkswagen or created Volkswagen. But yeah, I was going to try to leave as much Nazi stuff out
as possible. I feel like it's like a book report.
I mean, if we're going to tell the truth.
I didn't
take notes all night last night just to.
I mean, this guy has got it in like paragraph form over here.
Yep.
Just saying. But now these first, and the thing is, how the Volkswagen really didn't change.
No,
not for,
from 37 to what, 64?
Well,
from 34 to 60,
56.
Really 56. Didn't change.
No, 37.
56. First one rolled off line in 37 or 38. It was a 38 model. It would have been in 37.
Actually, the ones that was built in 34 wasn't called Volkswagens yet.
Those were military vehicles.
Yeah.
They look like Volkswagen things.
Yeah, one there's of them's a name. Wagon. One of them, it starts with a K. It's like Cobra Wagon.
K-A-B-U-L.
I think it might be Kobe Wagon.
Yeah, that's right.
A Kobe Wagon?
Yep.
K-A.
And so that's,
if y'all could ever buy one, give it to me.
Yep.
If you could ever find one and buy one, give it to me. Or if someone has one out there and just want to get rid of it, you can give it to me.
So 37 to what? 56. They were virtually unchanged.
Pretty close.
Didn't they have the pop-out turn signals?
Yes. It came out of the fender. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
There's so much neat stuff, though.
There was a
I got a feeling like I'm going to learn something.
There's a ton of engineering involved. I'm going to tell you, there's people don't understand.
There's a guy here in Landrum. You got to know the guy. He's probably 80 years old now. And he's got one of the 30-something model Volkswagens here local.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I'll tell you what we need to do. We got a commercial break coming up. I need to stop and take an aspirin because my head's hurting already with all this knowledge coming in there. So this is what we're going to do. Professor is talking all about Volkswagens right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Orangeburg, South Carolina, home of Kobe. What is this? Bugageddon?
Bugageddon.
And Kobe informed us that they have thousands of bugs there. I won't fill you in. I rented a motel room in Orangeburg one time. They had way more than 1,000 bugs in. I promise you. I didn't stop and count them all.
Wrong kind of bugs, Rob. All kind of bugs.
I'm just saying, that place, you cut the lights on, you know, they're supposed to scatter.
You talking about Orangeburg?
Orangeburg. Cut the lights on, they're supposed to scatter. I cut the lights on, they just got pissed.
Yeah. They just look at you funny.
That's exactly. Right. Exactly. Anyway, then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend.
You forgot the stud.
Because that's a straight-up lie. Even though they can't see you, we can't say. That's like saying, hey, I'm Rob Pitts, the man that can fly.
You can fly. You get on a plane Friday.
Exactly.
So don't say I can't be a stud.
Our pot-bellied stallion himself, this right. Stud puppy, Tim Greer.
That's right. Everybody puts sheds over tools.
That's right. No comment.
Oh, that went right over his head.
I'm glad it's raining outside and we all got our water boots on.
That's right.
Pick with your boots, kids. Save your watch. So, the professor's like, I want to pick a topic. So we gave him a topic. He wants to talk about Volkswagens. Now, I'm getting a history lesson. So now we left off with Ferdinand Porsche. Him too. Starting making cars for the people. 1938, they started pushing Volkswagens out.
That's right.
And now they were relatively unchanged from 37 to 56.
Certainly the architecture didn't change.
Right.
You know, I mean, they updated slightly, but no, not really. They didn't change.
And you got to think about it. This is a unitized car in the 30s.
It's really
rear engine.
Genius design.
Yep.
Air cool.
It was actually made to roll over. If it turned over, it could roll back over.
Right. Well, if you think about it, and they floated. They would float.
Yep.
I like that when you design, like, natural disasters into car design. Yeah. This bad boy, it turns into a boat.
That's the right. Kobe wagon actually was like a boat.
It was a boat. Actually, you could actually buy a kit for the Kobe wagon. And it's kind of creepy.
That's
but,
his name now.
Put an outboard on it.
Well,
how
no.
How do you pronounce it?
No, actually.
It's Kubel wagon.
Kubel wagon.
It's now
but
be
off the back
now.
Of it, they actually wagon. Sold a kit that would turn into a propeller and it would actually go across the water.
Mm.
Almost
you sure
like.
You're not talking about the swim wagon?
No. What were them other things that did that? The boat car.
Amphicar.
Kind of like that. That's where they kind of actually got the idea from. I bet you from that. Because that was way before their
you.
Time.
I bet
that
you.
That means I'm not sure.
Amphicar.
Well, I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
They were way ahead of their time.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about some things should have stayed back in time. Have you ever seen an amphicar actually work?
No.
I have not.
They call them 770s. An amphicar 770. You know why they call it a 770? Because it runs 70 miles an hour or 7 knots on the water. I'm going to tell you something. It does not run 70 miles an hour on the water. And I think it's more like 7 feet. It would run out on the water, not 70 miles an hour.
Well, it would go 70 feet down.
That was not
bottom.
A good idea.
That was a horrible idea. It was a bad boat, but it was an even worse car.
Yeah. Didn't Jay Leno build one or have one that went really fast?
Remember Wheeler Dealers built one. They redid it.
Yeah, Wheeler Dealers.
I think that's why Ed. I think that's how why Ed China went off the deep end. They replaced
fast
him because of that damn amphicar.
Fast and Loud did one also.
Really?
Yeah. I have got a little bit. I just remembered a little bit of. Volkswagen history right here in the upstate, too.
What do you have a little bit of Volkswagen history?
Chris Dunn's father, Boogeyman's daddy, has a patent on an air compressor that he built out of a Volkswagen motor that two of the cylinders run and two of the cylinders pump air. And he sold thousands of them and still got a few of them today.
That's ingenious.
And it has a patent on it. It goes on a little trailer, you know, basically like two axles and this little air compressor motor with a tank. And it's a Volkswagen motor. And his daddy went in and redesigned it. And like I said,
so basically he took two spark plugs out and put air hose fittings
exactly
in there.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. And they use them all over the world for sandblasting.
You know, I tell you, and it's weird. You know, you're talking about engines being used for industrial purposes, which has been done for years. You know, they call them pony motors and things like that. But I tell you, the best one ever. I bought a flathead when I was 18 years old. I got the wild hair that I wanted to have a built flathead, which was totally just tomfoolery.
That sounds so cool.
It sounds so cool, but it's so dumb. Yep. It's really not a good thing. Well, anyway, I bought a flathead that was hooked to a welder.
Really?
It was a 49 flathead, but it was on a trailer hooked to a genset welder, stick welder. Like old.
So it run the generator.
Exactly.
I got you.
That ran the welder. Yep. Like kind of like the knee bones connected to the leg bone. That's right. You know what I mean? One of them things. But that thing was, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like I could test fire my engine and watch it dump water out from under the cylinder heads before I put it in the car and it did it. And you know what? You know the funniest part was? You know what I wanted to put the flathead in?
What?
This is how bad I hated Mustangs. I had my Mustang, and I wanted to do something different. I wanted to put suicide. I bought the kit to do suicide doors on my Mustang, and I was going to put a flathead in a 5-liter Mustang.
Really?
You open hood, she's got a flatty in her.
I started to do the same thing.
85 horsepower, baby.
Yep.
Now, I get back into Volkswagens. I got a little. I don't know if it was actually history or just kind of like Volkswagen rumor through the years or whatever. But an old-time Volkswagen guy told me one time, a split-window Volkswagen, okay, they did it first. Then Chevrolet got on board with the Corvette and did a split-window Corvette. Because one of the engineers for Volkswagen, one of the designer guys that did a split-window, actually was cousins or something to one of the guys at Chevrolet.
I'm
I don't
gonna
know
call,
if that is true or not, but that's Volkswagen rumor through
the Corvette man I am, I'm going to call BS on that. Totally. Yeah,
that one doesn't really make sense.
Zora Arcus Duntoff hated the split window.
Yeah, that's what
it was a design.
Yeah,
it only lasts for 1 year. When Zora says something goes, it goes. And do you know people actually used to take 63 Corvettes and cut the posts out of them to make them look like newer ones?
Really?
Ruined cars.
I mean, who don't do that? Who don't take a 3?
It's kind of like buying your Nikes and tearing the swoosh off of them. You know, it don't make good sense. I tell you what also makes sense is damn commercial breaks. Every time we get going, got to stop again.
Got to pay the bills.
I'm learning something, and then I got to stop. It gives my brain time to cool. My brain's air cool too. You know, I got a lot of hair gel up in there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to spit no water out or anything.
That's right.
I'll be back for business. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about Volkswagens this week on
Selling a Little or a Lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rudson Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, we're making a Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, as always. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? Shout out to our buddy Michael Wolf in Assonet, Massachusetts.
Michael Wolf. That's just that cool name. Like, he needs to be the bad guy on, like, Knight Rider.
That fits, old Mike Wolf.
Michael Wolf.
That's right.
That's Michael Knight's.
Like, that's the person you never evil, see, but you just hear cousin. People saying his name all the time.
Exactly. Don't. Why don't we talk about Knight Rider? No, we're talking about Volkswagens. That's what we're talking about. We probably could get the Hoff on as a call-in guest. You know he ain't hitting on a whole lot right now.
Yeah.
He's probably in Germany.
Exactly. Maybe we should have him on this show talking about Volkswagens.
He's probably driving a Volkswagen right now.
He's probably driving a Volkswagen Uber right about now. Waiting on his next Knight Rider royalty check to come.
Don't forget Baywatch.
I'm running.
The first of the month.
I'm running a little low. Time to drive the Uber. You ever Ubered Kit?
Uber Kit.
Anyway. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst. No, we already got the financial analyst. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel. Kobe looked at me like he's about to smack me. Did you see that? We don't hit. It's like, we don't hit. Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? Beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep. Is that your new thing?
I don't know what that meant.
I'm just...
Something new to me.
And then, of course.
Kobe just wrote that.
Beep, beep.
How do you spell beep? It?
Are you the Roadrunner now?
No.
Like a cartoon? Like a
beep, beep.
Like a beep, beep, like a horn. And then we have the driver and the owner of the world's fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you sound like, yeah, we got an Elvis episode coming up, too.
We got one coming up.
Oh, I feel it. It's going to be epic.
Wise man.
Everybody likes the king.
Say,
that's what if I'm we ought to just skip this and just go to Nashville.
We ought to.
I can feel it.
Truck.
We got truck.
With the LS in it and everything.
That's right. All right. Now, Professor, I'm a man of my word. We're talking about Volkswagens. We left off talking about first-gen Volkswagens.
Right.
Car for the people. When we got that.
Sliding rags. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So now, proceed.
Volkswagen things.
Volkswagen thing was 71 through 3.
Yep.
And that was basically a Kobe wagon made for the street.
Yep.
But even before then, though, I mean, they started making the buses, which was a Type 4.
But same platform.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exact same platform. It's very versatile. Well, I'd say it's very versatile. Volkswagen buses do like 40 miles an hour.
But instead of a stand-up motor, you had what's called a pancake motor.
Under the floorboard.
Yes. Instead of the motor standing upright, it laid down. And it's called a pancake motor.
They caught fire a lot.
Yeah. I think it was basically from what the owners were smoking in the bus, probably. These are the buses you've seen with the flowers on the side of them.
Have been on fire at some point.
Might have had them old hemp seats in them.
Well, that's another part of like what the Volkswagen became, especially in American culture. It was a cultural thing. It was the...
Woodstock.
Well, you can get them cheap.
Volkswagen should have sponsored Woodstock.
But now you see the new Volkswagen wagon, the new Volkswagen van they're coming out with, the electric one.
We're going to get
into
that.
And they're beating into that vibe already, though. But just that whole hippie wagon look. Like, that's what the thing is.
It looks cool. That drives me nuts, though. An extended range vehicle that they want you to drive across the country and out into the wilderness that's electric.
You can't plug this thing into a tree?
I hope so.
This thing runs off tree bark.
That redwood just would not.
And pine knots.
But, at the same time, like, you're going into
like the bus era and all that stuff. And then, you know, you still have Volkswagen made a lot of different vehicles, even in the 60s and 70s going in. You know, not only did you have the Bugs and the Volkswagen things and the vans, you had notchbacks, square backs.
But now, a common misconception. But a common misconception. It's the Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes.
Bug is a slang term.
Yes.
Well, Beetle kind of is also. It was actually the Volkswagen sedan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I thought that was the given name for that.
The sedan is the Type 1. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe the Carmageddon is the Type 2. What you're talking about, the notchbacks and the squarebacks are Type 3.
The Carmageddon was a good-looking vehicle.
And the Carmageddon was not a Volkswagen. It had a Volkswagen motors made by Carmageddon. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I do know my janitor in elementary school drove one.
It had Carmen Coachwork.
Carmen Coachwork. That's exactly right. It was a contracted. Was a
classy VW.
Kind of like choo-choo custom.
The janitor in my elementary school, he's a class act too, so.
There is one rusting away in my next-door neighbor's backyard.
Really?
I would love to get that thing.
I think that one's gone, dude.
But you can still save parts. I think the earth beat you to it. I know, but there's still parts. I hate to see any Volkswagen product.
Super Beetles, they can rust away.
Yeah.
I have no use for Super Beetles.
I've got a Super Beetle now.
But you can make Super Beetles look cool. I've seen a lot of people take Super Beetles and chop them down, do a chop top, and extend them out, and you really can't tell they're Super Beetles. You know, it just takes work.
What do you do about that front suspension?
Well, you extend it out. You put rails out and put your wheels out, stick it out front.
You know,
and you don't have no fender, so you really can't tell it's Super Beetle. And then when you chop it,
Volks rot.
Yeah,
exactly. Cool. You don't really know.
They're pretty cool.
No, those are cool. This is my logic with that.
That's the best one to do it.
And you said it yourself. If you chop it and move it enough, you can't really tell it's a Super Beetle. I'm going to tell you something my old man told me a long time ago about girlfriends. You can get you one that needs a lot of work, or you can spend the same amount of time and get you one that's about ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I found out in life, the more things you approach with that mentality, the better off you usually are. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yep. The one difference between the Super Beetle and the old Bugs are torsion bars on the regular old Bugs, and then the Super Beetle, the reason you can't lower them and they don't ride good is because it's got suspension like updated cars, like springs. Springs.
Big old front windshield.
And it does have a curved windshield in the front.
Yeah, curved windshield.
Not all of them. The last 2 or 3 years did.
That is correct.
Yeah, the
first Super Beetles.
3 years,
almost looked like Beetles.
And they had stupid big lights on the back.
They had the awful taillights.
They had taillights bigger than the headlights.
And they had shocks on the bumpers.
Yep.
Had to, kind of like how they ruined the XKE Jags.
Yeah.
You know, the bumpers got bigger and bigger.
And the Maverick.
And the Maverick.
Camaro. That's what, the 73 Maverick. Was a year everything went kaput.
Kapui.
Yeah, Mavericks are so awesome.
Shock Absorber.
Mavericks are so awesome.
Mavericks are so awesome.
That's probably the first time those words have ever been used together in a sentence.
That's right.
Awesome and a Maverick.
But yeah, the Volkswagen made a lot of different vehicles. And like even when it get into the bus, you know, they made actually three different types of
buses. Well, they made a truck style bus.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Double cab. They made what's called a double cab. Same thing off of a bus, but it was called a double cab. Then they made a utility cab. Well, actually, they made four. I forgot. They made the double cab, a utility cab, the bus, and then the camper off of one Pacific platform on a bus.
Now, do you think the Beatles band got their name from the Volkswagen?
That I could not tell you.
No. I don't know. Maybe.
Do I need to call Ringo?
Where are they from?
Yeah. Paul McCartney. Could you call Sir Paul?
Ringo
you
probably
have to know Sir Paul.
Ringo will probably give me his number.
Ringo would give you his number.
Ringo's like,
give Ringo a ring.
I love you, Rob.
No, I don't know on the whole Beatles thing, the band. I don't know. But, you know.
I mean, where did the name come from?
I don't have a clue.
Could have come from that.
If someone knows out there in the world, email us and let us know.
I'm actually very curious about that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It is a strange name.
It is. I mean,
they
it's
spelled
like,
it wrong.
Hey, we're going to call ourselves. Okay, listen, Mr. Wizard, I'm just giving you a little food for thought.
No, I'm just saying, why did
it's
they spell
incredible
it
to me
wrong?
That Richard didn't know the answer.
I'm telling you, I'm surprised the professor's like, well, actually.
Yeah.
You know, Sir Paul McCartney was going to school for the study of bugs, and he was going to be an exterminator before he got into music. And that's why it comes up the Beatles.
Do you know the luxury car that Volkswagen owns now?
The luxury car?
Luxury car. Do you know?
Bentley?
Exactly.
Well, you know,
Rolls,
I mean,
and Bentley split, and
BMW.
BMW mm-hmm. got Rolls, yep. and Volkswagen got the Bentley.
Yep.
That's just so much wrong all in one right
I
there.
I know.
So much wrong. And we're going to talk about that in just
a little
bit.
You can sell enough cheap cars to buy a nice
big car.
Yeah.
So we can sell big ones.
That's right.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about Volkswagens here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Like, oh, my head hurts. All this Volkswagen knowledge being poured into my brain.
You want one?
Top ones, top twos, top threes, top fours, Kobe wagons.
We're trying to get you edumacated.
You know what?
He's going to want one.
I'll take a bug. I'll take an early bug.
Yep.
See, like a 66 back, I'm down. I love it. But, I mean, like, I'm learning so much stuff. I mean, Tim's over here researching on his iPad. We got the professor. This is just in the back of his mind. Never play a trivia game on Volkswagens with the professor. And then Kobe's over here. Well, back in my day, we had a square back and this, and this, and this, and this. And I'm over here like.
C4 Corvette?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just like, literally, you guys could be talking about, I don't know, anything.
Yeah, me at Kobe Wagon. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk? Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
In the spirit of what we're discussing today, Volkswagens, how about a big shout out to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where they actually make Volkswagens.
They build both.
The newer ones, yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Wait a minute.
They don't build the older ones.
I've been to Chattanooga, Tennessee. That ain't, I don't need no passport to go there.
That's right.
You take the choo-choo there. That's where Honest Charlie's from. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on in the bug world?
And then we have the professor in training.
Professor, that's right.
The owner of the world's fastest rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
The 411.
Oh, 411.
You ask me anything before Google come along. When Google can't find it, they call me.
Google calls you.
That's right.
They
dial 411.
Well, if they dial 411, I don't think they're going to get you.
That's right. Everyone call right now 411.
You're going to be
see
so...
something. Either me or one of my secretaries won't answer the phone.
You're going to be so busy.
I can't talk right now. I'm on the radio.
Don't you know?
That's right.
So, now, we're talking about all these different types. Kobe was telling us about the four types of trucks they make, or vans.
Vans.
And then we got the square back. Now, square back and the notch back and a no back.
Well,
no.
Yeah, they made one of the trunk.
Fast back and a square back.
Yep.
And that was a very rare, very, very, very rare car.
Yep.
Well, not so much. Very rare.
I've seen pictures of them.
Well.
Hell, I've seen Sasquatch before in person. I've never seen a square back in person. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, you had. You've seen the pictures of my square bag.
Why are you going to bring my mom into this?
You've seen the pictures of my square bag. I just got one back at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, no.
You know, they're not as common because back then a lot of people crushed them or, you know, just let them
rot.
And
a lot of them don't ruin
it. Well, no, they all
half of them are burnt.
But, like, the square batch, the square backs, the notch backs, and hatchbacks, they all came from the same breed, I guess you might as well say, or platform. And but they're not as common. Now, the notchback is more rare than the square back. If you can get a hold of a notchback, you really do have something.
Notchback was the one that I couldn't remember. Yes. The one with the little trunk.
Notchback is the most desirable of that series.
Yeah, they want
than squareback. But I like the squareback better than I do the notchback.
Squareback's a little wagon.
That's it is
wagon.
A little wagon.
And the fastback looks like a little Mustang. With bug eyes.
With bug eyes.
I don't know what to say.
But, and they do, they all run the what's called a, considered a pancake motor. Yep. Compared to.
So what, now tell me about the, now, what type is the Karmann Ghia?
I don't, Karmann maybe Ghia, type 2.
Yeah, Karmann Ghia stands on its own.
I can't tell you what a type 2 is.
So yeah, Karmann Ghia stands on its own. It's actually its own.
Karmann Ghia, I think, came out in 56.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Type 3s, all the
through
fenders came off.
All what now?
All the fenders, all the body parts came off. The rear quarters,
yeah,
they came off. The trunk, the doors, you know, everything came off of it. It was just basically, if you took everything off, you got a dune buggy.
You got you a dune buggy.
Yep.
So, and that's another thing about Volkswagens, is they're extremely customizable. Customizers love them. Kit car companies love them.
Yep.
That's something that blows my mind. The amount of Volkswagens that have been hacked up to make kit cars. Or whether it be a, how about every MG kit car?
Yeah.
Every 52 MG. I'm gonna give you some homework. Go to Facebook Marketplace and type in kit car. You know what you're gonna get no matter where you live. You live in Alaska, you live in Chattanooga, you live in Greenville, South Carolina, you're gonna get 1,352 MG kit cars powered by Volkswagens.
We're going to do that right now.
But I'm telling you.
But, yeah.
That's got to be the most popular kit, most popular.
Well, like out in the desert, you know, Volkswagen is very desirable because they make a lot of sand dune buggies out of them. And they make
Baja
a lot
bugs.
Of Baja
That's
bugs.
My
and, well, that, and then you got another thing with the other dune buggies they made, the ones, the Meyer, what do they call Meyer?
Meyer Manx.
Meyer Manx, yep.
Those things were cool. The fiberglass body, I like those things. Remember
the Bradley GT?
Matter of fact, there was a Meyer Manx Sunday at the toy drive that I just did, and he made a custom lift suspension for that thing, and it was sitting on 35s. I don't know. It's yellow. It looked good. It really did. It was.
Do you realize how long it'd take that thing to get to speed?
I was going
to
say, that poor dual port.
I'm a hunk, but the thing of it is, they were real skinny. They were real skinny, just tall tires, like mud tires. But it looked really cool. It really did.
I like the Myers Minx. Mm-hmm. Candy paint.
Yes.
With Kregers on it.
Yep.
I think that's just iconic cool.
Yep. I know there's one stored at right now.
Now, there's one, Ian Reduso or whatever his name is, the... On the TV show, what's that, on MAV TV?
The Full Custom Garage?
Yeah, Full Custom Garage. He did one and made a roof on it, and it looked really cool.
Yep.
He did that white one with the blue candy and stuff. That turned out real cool. And
you see the Volkswagen bus rod he made?
Yes.
That thing actually turned out pretty cool for what it was. Yeah. I mean, like, a friend of me, man, he's like a junkyard guy.
But he is.
And I'm not the biggest fan of him.
Ian is a very, very big Volkswagen
Ian,
guy.
Ian,
reduced.
He does reduce. Make some cool stuff.
He's a big Volkswagen guy.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's a big guy. I wouldn't talk about his mama, that's for sure.
I love his dog.
But I like those. Like that right there on a set of Kregers, you talk about killer, some flake, put your surfboard in the back.
You'd have more of the flake than you would the bug.
Hey, you can't fake the flake.
That's right.
Just saying. And that candy is mighty dandy. But to me, I think that's another cool thing about the bug is it's extremely customizable.
And you can make some serious horsepower out of a little motor.
Now, this is something, and I want to get into this in the next segment, talking about the power plant. Because everybody makes fun, because the original bug was 36 horsepower. 36 horsepower. Now, keep in mind, I've got a riding lawnmower that makes 18 horsepower.
Yeah.
18 horsepower. I'm talking about a lawnmower from Home Depot that makes 18 horsepower. And it ain't been modded yet. I haven't had tuned. I haven't done anything. 18 horsepower.
Yeah,
straight to the blade.
Not the K&N yet.
Straight to the blade.
And that's at the blade.
That's at the blade.
Now, you're telling me you've got a car that you're driving with 36 horsepower. Now, granted, my riding lawnmower weighs about 13 pounds less than a Volkswagen Bug, but, I mean, how much does a Bug weigh?
It depends. It depends on the Bug.
Yeah, it does. They start at, what, 1,800
to 2,300, depending on the Bug.
I mean, so that's not, I mean, 1,800 is a lot, but 2,300, I mean, that's getting
heavy, but they do.
That's a big Bug.
When you got to the 2,300 by that year, you're rocking like 60 horsepower.
Yeah, you're about 58, right around there. So.
60 horsepower.
Yeah, you're flying.
I've got 17.
Think about your flathead.
In my Toro riding lawnmower.
Think about your flathead, though.
Yeah. Well, I got duals on it, at least, anyway. It's a V8.
Pushing a 7,000-pound roadster.
Oh, Lord. I tell you what. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to try to talk some sense in these boys, see if we can't find us a new subject. If not, we're still talking about Volkswagens right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.